This is the For Impact Podcast, the destination for impact-driven entrepreneurs striving to live life on their terms and create a ripple effect of positive impact in the communities they serve, where we put your success story center stage, dissecting the lessons learned and sharing insights and ideas that'll help you amplify your impact. And now, here's your host, Jared Ernie.
We have been traveling for Thanksgiving, and I'm down here, and it's actually Thanksgiving Day. I took a moment to come up here and record some thoughts that I've been having as I'm reflecting on the things that I'm most grateful for, and you know, it's been a journey. I'm actually really grateful for the journey and the process that I've gone through to actually get where I am, to being able to serve so many business owners in a very impactful way. And it caused me to reflect. Back in 2020, I was actually really struggling with where I was with business in terms of how I felt and the fulfillment that I got from it. We actually had built, I spent 8 years building an indoor digital billboard network, had an offer to buy our business, and that exit was causing me, you know, some internal conflict. I was actually feeling, you know, like I was losing a bit of my identity through that process. And I was listening to Tony Robbins talk about the formula for success. And what he shared really stuck with me. He said, success is not just achievement. There's a lot of people who have great achievements who still feel empty inside. Success is not just contribution. It's a combination of achievement and contribution together. And when you do that, you create actual real fulfillment. And I guess that does determine your, based on what your definition of success is. But in my definition, and at that moment, it gave me clarity. My definition for success became being truly fulfilled in what I do, having a real purpose and drive to create that fulfillment through contribution or through impact or through achievement and contribution. And that's really driven what I do today. But at that time, I was struggling making that transition to the business, and what is my next step? I actually knew at that point that my business, at the moment, was holding me back from what I was supposed to be doing. And I didn't know exactly what that looked like then. But fast forward several years, and I've been able to work with so many purpose-driven entrepreneurs who have started local businesses to create time freedom and financial freedom and to live life more on their terms, but have struggled to actually get what they started that business for in the first place, because they end up working way more hours than they thought or wanted to, spending more time in their business than actually with their families. They don't pay themselves what they're worth, if anything at all, for some time. And they are more a prisoner to their business than they are having freedom through it. And the difference comes from really having nailed down your marketing. Marketing is the fuel to your business growth. But most people view marketing as a necessary evil to doing business. And because of that, they dabble with it, but in the ways that they can be the most, I don't want to call it the cheapest ways, but they're looking for shortcuts and cheap marketing solutions because they're afraid to invest in something that they don't know will work. And that's the struggle that most local business owners are in today. I was actually really grateful to connect with Adam, who's been one of our clients, who was in this place with his business where he could keep a full-time crew most of the time busy, but had to be in the field most of the time too. And it was he was a prisoner to his own business. He just didn't have the marketing he needed to fuel it to that next level that he wanted to achieve. But his real goal was to get himself out of the day-to-day and actually focus on business growth. Through the next 8 months, we worked with him on building out a new offer strategy for his landscape lighting company. We created a sales funnel. And I said it took 8 months. It didn't take 8 months. In the first 30 days, we built out a new strategy, a new sales funnel, and focused on smart traffic strategies, you know, things that actually worked and created high intent buyers to his business, all fueling new leads and new sales to his business. In 8 months, he went from a struggling to fill one crew to actually having three crews out in the field and removing himself from the business to be able to actually take his very first vacation in years with his family for 2 weeks. And he did not have to think about or worry about his business because things were set up properly. The only way he was able to do that was to have the marketing in place to fuel the growth he needed, to get the right team members in place, to invest in the crews and the growth through good marketing was he able to do that. And that's why I love what we do. And so for me, to think on Thanksgiving about those things that I'm most thankful for, I am so thankful and grateful to be of service to the local businesses owners in this country who are really the backbone in their communities, who want to contribute and want to create and want to impact, but are lacking in some ways how to be able to take that message properly from where they are to the market. Because today, the challenge is not how to start a business today. The challenge is how do you cut through the noise. And I am so grateful to work with purpose-driven entrepreneurs who have a passion, who want to create impact, and are there to serve their communities and are able to transform their businesses, but more importantly, transform their lives through better marketing strategies. Adam's just one example. I've got many, many more. And so if you're a local business owner who is looking for a better way to cut through the noise and attract your ideal clients, create more impact in your life, live life more on your terms, build financial freedom, time freedom, and create impact in the communities you serve, I invite you to come check us out. Come check out Local Search Academy. This is a brand new program that we've now put together to help those have a low barrier to entry to some really powerful marketing principles that when combined in the right orders, in the right time for your business, will magnify your ability to amplify your impact and create a ripple effect in the communities you serve. Check it out, localsearchacademy.com. See you there.
Thank you for tuning into the For Impact podcast, where we're all about driving positive change through entrepreneurship. Remember, your impact matters and your journey matters. If you found inspiration in today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower impact-driven entrepreneurs like you. You can stay connected with us on social media and go to forimpactpodcast.com to take our Impact Marketing Challenge. Keep pursuing your dreams, making an impact, and living life on your terms.